the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Higher education institutions continually need to innovate to recruit and retain students and to make it more accessible to more people. Sometimes this is new programming, scholarships, and resources. Other times, it is reimagining curriculum and standards. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today on the Missouri State Journal, Dr. Brooke Weisenhunt is my guest. She is a professor of psychology at Missouri State University. She's here to tell me about how the Intro to Psychology course was restructured in 2012 to better educate students and improve learning outcomes. It had 167 students in each of the 18 sections, making it a lecture class with very little opportunity for feedback or other assessments.
We had two concerns with that traditional class. One was general learning, like were our students actually learning very much? And the other concern we had was, what is the rate of students that are actually successful in the class? And we call that the DFW rate. So what percent of students are getting a D, an F, or withdrawing from the class? Our DFW rate in our traditional Psych 121 class, after collecting data for many years, was around 25%. So that did not seem very acceptable for us to think that one out of four of our students was basically not succeeding in the class. In terms of learning outcomes, we had traditionally given a pre and post test every intro class to just test how much knowledge do you have when you come in the door and how much knowledge do you have when you leave. And on average, they were answering about 11 questions correctly when they walked in the door and only 14 correctly after 16 weeks of our best instructional assistance.
This motivated Missouri State, and especially members of the psychology department, to propose a major change.
Every in-state institution in Missouri had to choose one class to redesign using NCAT as a model and to assist them in making that change over time. For Missouri State, we decided as a team of five faculty members that we wanted to put forth intro psychology to be able to redesign it, and that's what we ended up doing. So we were the one institution in the state that tackled intro psychology. And we hired a new coordinator for our whole intro psych program, Christy Cathy, and she brought in fresh ideas that I think has kept the redesign new, and we always try something different each semester. So she's been a really great addition to the team.
The team worked for a year and a half to reimagine the general education psychology course. And while she notes that you might think it seems counterintuitive, they have seen major improvements.
We actually increased the size from 167 to 330. It is blended in the sense that we meet once a week in person, and then they are required to do online work during the off day. Students are required to do their work prior to coming to class. So if we're covering chapter one, they are supposed to do all of their work and required assignments in chapter one before they get there so that we can spend that time doing different activities. And we also use the data from the homework assignments they do to inform us as to what do they need us to cover in class. So every section of intro psychology has a primary faculty member lead, also a senior learning assistant, which is often a graduate assistant, and then also 5 to 7 undergraduate learning assistants. So we started an entire new program for undergraduate learning assistants where they take a class called Teaching of Psychology, and then they help us in our intro psychology class make that class more personal and help out with the large number of students that we have. So the very first semester increased those learning outcomes by 60%. We have had semesters where it's been as high as an 85% increase, but it has been very consistent since then. We have never had a semester where we've gone back and had those lower learning outcomes. The DFW rate was interesting. It started off equally as high, so we didn't dent it, and we were very disappointed. And then over the course of the semesters, it actually started to gradually come down, and it has been very consistently around 10% now. But we also wrote a paper about how we actually think this took a culture change with the traditional class. They would drop a class because they would find out from their buddy that someone else was teaching it and offering more extra credit, maybe not having as many chapters. And since we standardized this, if you drop my class in intro psychology this semester, you're going to take the same class next semester with the same requirements. And our withdrawal rate has really, really dropped since then. One of the things we knew about course success was one of the predictors is whether or not you feel like your instructor cared about you. And so we've been really diligent about how can we personalize this? How can we make our students recognize that we do care? And so I think that's kind of a key ingredient is not thinking about this as a class factory, but thinking about every individual student and how could you help them in a way, still keeping in mind that you have a lot of them.
That was Dr. Brooke Wisenhunt. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.